Sounds like the ambulance sirens are back. Maybe they were never really gone. Meanwhile, the birds keep chirping. That's something I encountered yesterday. Walked into St. Michael's Cemetery, the 49th Street entrance, of course. And there's a truck or car, I forget what. Couldn't tell what it was by the end of the minute, but there was a trickle of black smoke coming out of the back window of the vehicle. And I hear somebody say, "Dude, your car's on fire." And he goes, "Oh, motherfuck, what the fuck is this?" And he, runs to the car and tries to put the fire out, and you see two other cars that were parked next to him. You see the drivers just get the fuck out of there. They scramble away because it just took not even a minute, one hot minute, then that car was completely engulfed in flame. It was like a bonfire. Bonfire at the crematorium. And you saw the guy, it was like, all I could say was, "Dude, get away from the car. That thing's gonna explode." And I can understand his instinct and everything to do whatever he could to save the car. And who the hell knows what caused it. But the flame quickly took over. He was on the he was on the driver's side, and I think he found a towel or something. And he tried to, and then he went over to the passenger side and tried to use that towel to douse the flame, but nothing doing. Nothing doing, man. Next thing you know, you're just looking at a fucking inferno. And all anybody could do was just get away from that car and wait for the fire truck to show up. So I think from spark to fire trucks showing up was probably about 6 or 7 minutes. Which is not something I see every day, you know? And you hear all these little explosions of the car's innards blowing up, you know, I don't know what, the gas tank and the, maybe the oil tank, and just, there were like 4 or 5 little explosions along the way. And this woman nearby starts making this chit chat about how she saw a suspicious looking person earlier. And it's all sort of lays bare the culture of people who hang out at cemeteries or people who are out there mourning. And, you know, how can they be put upon to deal with something like a car exploding into flames? But because nothing can be expected of anybody. Because they are there in mourning and they are there to grieve, and then here you got this shit to deal with. The car was like nowhere near anything flammable, as far as I could tell. Maybe, you know, maybe with the exception of the artificial flowers that were on the crypts at the St. Joseph Mausoleum. But even if those things had ignited, there's nothing else that would have caught on. That there was a small tree, I think, nearby, with no leaves. And, I don't know, none of this, I didn't really think of any of this at the time, at all. Sort of came into perspective later after the black smoke turned to white. Something kind of poetic about that. The black smoke turning to white and then just evaporating altogether. I'm up very early today. I was up at 7:30. I think it's about 9 now. I was out at the cemetery yesterday to see if I could find the tombstone of a particular infant. I looked for this last time I was there, but didn't make a real exhaustive effort to find it. And I made a more exhaustive effort this time, but I don't think it's there anymore. There was a small cross, and it was a very thin cross. I mean, it was very, it was like a plus sign with a little bit more on the bottom, except that the bottom was the top. Because somebody had turned it over. Somebody had taken the cross out of the ground and flipped it over. When I first saw it, I thought this was some kind of symbolic gesture, that the inverted cross was a statement about the unfairness of mortality and how some of us squander our life's opportunities while others never even got a chance. Which is something to think about, but the inverted cross, I looked for it, I found no evidence whatsoever that it's a symbolic funerary gesture that people do. It was just some asshole's idea of a joke. And the cross was small enough that I felt I could easily have missed it. But also, not just that I would have missed it, but that it would have been basically invisible. Because if somebody had dislodged it, or somebody had dislodged it, the groundskeepers either would have just gotten rid of it, or it would have fallen to the ground, and by now maybe would have just disintegrated, turned to dirt, like we all do. But I didn't find it. I did not find it. And like I said, it's probably long gone. I probably saw that in maybe 03. It's probably been 15 years or more since I spotted that thing. But to get back to the birds chirping, as that bonfire yesterday ensued, I didn't catch this as it happened, but when I played back, I made video of this little incident, and as I played it back, I heard the yapping of the birds. Like they had anything to contribute. Like they were even aware. I was reminded later of the time I had a job, and the coworker and I had to go up to Bard College for some reason. And we were on, I believe it was the Taconic, when we spotted a car on fire, car on the side of the road. And this person was standing probably about 100 feet away from it. He wasn't that far from it. And as we pulled over and said, what are you doing? What's happening? He said, I don't know. The car just burst into flames. And we didn't really hesitate. We just said, get in the car, let's get out of here. I think I might have even had some, like, sort of like third degree burns on my arm. Because we were close enough to it that we could feel it. So the dude gets into the back seat, and he slams the door on his foot. Ouch, I know. He just like slammed the door on his foot. And we were like, okay, whatever, let's just get out of here. And he starts rattling off this, I don't know, prepared story about it was his girlfriend's car and he didn't know anything about it and he'd never driven it before, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the hell he was saying. But he's like, you know what, there's a bus station up ahead. Can you just get me there? And we're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Because, you know, we were kind of, not exactly in shock or anything, but it was an unsettling thing to have seen a car in flames like that. And he says, you know, just get me to the bus station. And it was only after all this, you know, this was like 3 minutes he was in the car before we let him off at the exit where the bus station was. And we were talking about it the rest of the day. We were like, that dude had to have burned the car. That dude had to have, for whatever reason, set the car on fire. Maybe it was stolen, maybe who knows what. And we aided and abetted this dude in fleeing the scene of the crime. I mean, that has to be what happened. It's like, nothing else made any sense. He'd be like, oh, damn, my car's on fire. Can you get me to the bus station? There's some sirens again. The COVID sirens are back. The sirens are back. There was a piece in the Times about a region of Italy where they made it sound like arrogance and incompetence allowed the coronavirus to thrive. And maybe that's true, but, you know, as if New York was any better. Remember when, like, the lockdown didn't officially start until, like, Sunday at 8 p.m. in, I don't know, late March, I think, mid-March. But they let all these tattoo parlors and nail salons and barbershops and everything to go about their business for days, you know. Weeks, maybe. I stayed away, but I got it anyway.